Šta, na koji način izbjeći uvrede?
In this way we can avoid these offenses. And what will be, and how to make our attitude, you know, to avoid these offenses?
The best is to have a positive attitude.
Imam pozitivan stav.
If you only think, oh no, I don't want to do Vaishnava, oh no, I want to not be attentive. Inattentive. I don't want to be inattentive.
Ako stalno razmišljamo o tome, ja ne mislim početi veći na paradu, onda ne smijem biti nepažljivo u mantranju.
Then the danger is that you are always absorbed in the negative.
Onda je opasno da smo uvijek absorbirani u negativnom.
And like we heard in one lecture before, if you, it was like, the struggle with the sense objects, if someone just all the things of, I don't want to eat any too much butter and fat, you know, he will do it because he's always meditating about it.
Kao što smo čuli u lekciji prije, ako neko stalno razmišlja, ja ne želim jesti puno masnoća i putra, onda će on to stvari početi jesti, jer će samo meditirati o tome.
It's the fanatitska brahmachari, all the things, I don't want to think of women.
Ili ako fanatični brahmačari misli uvijek, ja ne želim da bi se ženama.
All the fanatici. Muš!
Ili ako fanatički brahmačari misli, ne želim da bi se ženama, mužu.
Mužo, yes. Mužo?
Yes.
Mužo. Then all she thinks about is mužo.
Sve što misli je muž.
I never learned it. So you have to have a positive attitude.
Zbog toga treba imati pozitivan stav.
For instance, instead, the first offense can be easily avoided if you become a servant of the Vaishnavas.
Prva uvreda može biti vrlo lako izbjegnuta ako postanemo sluga Vaishnava.
Then you will not commit any offense.
Onda nećete raditi ni jednu uvredu.
Or there is this seventh offense which is also heavy, to commit sins on the strength of chanting.
I sedma uvreda koja je također jako teška, da činimo uvrede na račun pjenja svjetog imena.
You should just give up the concept of sin altogether.
I moramo samo treba staviti taj koncept grijeha sve zajedno.
You should understand, they don't make me happy, these grehas.
I moramo razumjeti da ti grehi me ne čine sretnim.
Yes. What is the use of doing them?
I onda koja korista to raditi to?
I tried so many times, but nothing really changes in my life. I only get more attached.
Ja sam pokušao tako mnogo puta, ali sad ništa ni desilo promijenilo u mom životu. Ja sam samo postao još više vezan.
So in this way you can develop a positive attitude.
Na taj način možeš razviti pozitivan stav.
And then you will avoid the offenses.
I na taj način ćeš izbjeći uvrede.
How is it? There's a... The first offense is to not consider, what was it, to blaspheme devotees. So you serve devotees.
Prva uvreda da vrijeđamo bhakte. I šta raditi? Služiti bhakte.
The second offense is to think someone or some is higher than Krishna.
I druga uvreda misli da je neko više od Krishne.
So you, to avoid it, you read every day about wonderful Krishna and you understand that he is the supreme.
I onda trebamo se orijentirati o prekrasnom Krišni i onda ćemo razumjeti, on je vrhovni.
The third is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master.
Treće da ne izvršimo naređenje duhovnog učitelja.
So, if you are bhaktin, we follow Srila Prabhupada, we just follow him. Why should we disobey?
Ako smo mi bhakta, onda ćemo slijediti Srila Prabhupada, zbog čega ne bi izvršili tu naredbu.
In this way you can have a positive attitude.
Na taj način možete imati pozitivan stav.
And become happy.
I postati sretni u svjesnosti Krišne.
Gospodina Mira. Was Madina or?
Gospođa.
Gospođa. Mira. Yeah.
Ako je ovaj najljepših priča koje su mene čovjek pročitala. I mislim da ova priča je osnovna filozofskog stava života bakte. Šta je problem? Problem ako baka, što ste vi rekli, dođe u templu čiti mjesec dana i godinu, već on traži od drugih neke poklone, neki da mu se... Međutim, biti baka pravi. Svaka osoba, ona prepozna baku. I pravila baku ne vređa druge osobe. Ja vas pitam, ako je baka od 5 godina,
If a person is pious,
bez obzira bio tko je on,
doesn't matter who is he,
ili ona,
or she,
možemo li mi tu osobu vrijeđati?
Did they can commit offenses, you know, to this person?
I first must understand the question. So, if a person, well, what is, if he is meditating about Rama or Krishna,
or, you know,
Radha Rama,
or doesn't matter who is this person, you know, from where, you know,
that
we can commit some offenses to this person.
If we can commit offenses, or the person can commit offenses?
No, did we can commit offenses to such a person, you know, who worship Rama, or...
Yes. There is something which is called jiva aparad.
Postoje nešto se nazove uvreda prema živim bićima.
It is an offense against living entities in general.
To je uvreda protiv živih bića u glavnom.
Someone who is a Vaishnava must be very careful. That he does not commit this offense by being harsh towards any living entity. Krishna does not doesn't become pleased with any one of his part and parcels is feeling hurt.
Krishna ne bude zadovoljan ako vidi da bilo koje od njegovih živih bića se sjeća povrijeđen.
What to speak of someone who worships one of him in one of his many forms?
A što govorite ako neko već obožava njega u jednom od njegovih mnogo forma?
Now I think by asking this question you have something in mind.
Sad postavljaš to pitanje, imaš, mislim da imaš nešto u umu. Not in the mind. You have something in reality.
Some reality in the mind.
Yes. That's happened.
Now I want to. Yes, I know. Yeah, misli. Yeah. No. No. Yeah. Yes. Nam or what? I know.
What's that?
The thing is, it is. Our devotees, some devotees are in the process.
Stvari da su neki bhakti su u procesu.
One has to understand it. They are not yet perfected.
I moramo znati da nisu svi savršeni još.
They are trying to come to the perfect level.
I pokušaju da dođu na savršeni nivo.
And just for this attempt, Krishna is very happy with them.
I samo zbog tog pokušaja Krishna je sa njima vrlo sretan.
They may sometimes do something wrong.
Oni mogu nekako počiniti nešto pogrešno.
But Krishna is willing to forgive them.
Ali Krishna bi želi da im oprosti.
Just like, you know, Mala Gopal sometimes does something wrong because he's just a little child and he will just play.
Mala Gopal nekako počiniti nešto tako loše samo što je malo djete pa se onda nekako igra.
That is može.
To onda može.
He is a child.
On je djete.
he has to run up and down the stairs and like a maimon and you know. That must be done for a child. If he, this is natural. So in the same way, our young devotees sometimes do something, it's natural, they're in the process of Krishna consciousness.
I naravno naši mladi bhakti će učiniti nešto, mora nešto raditi tako. To je proces sveti Krishna.
Once in Germany, one embassy found out that one of the devotees was a prostitute in her previous, before she came to Krishna consciousness.
Embassy, ambassador.
Yeah.
U Njemačkoj jedan ambasador je otkrio da je jedna bakta bio baktina, prostitutka prije nego što došli smo s Krišna.
Yes, it's the Indian embassy of Bonn.
Indijska ambasada u Bonnu.
They found some pictures of that previous baktin from the Playboy.
Oni su našli slike te baktine u Playboyu, on je naš ambasador.
Which were not exactly in Vedic style, these pictures. So, they made a huge thing, they said, oh, Krishna consciousness, such fallen people are in there.
I onda je zaključio, ti se piše tako, pali ljudi su unutra.
And I was requested to give an answer.
Ja sam sada zahtio da dam odgovor.
I think it's wonderful.
Ja mislim da je divno, super.
Even a person who once did something so unusual and maybe sinful as a prostitute came to Krishna consciousness. It shows great potency of the Krishna consciousness.
Čak i osoba koja je radila nešto tako neobično i kao što prostitutka, ono, je došla u svjesnost Krishna, znači to je veliki potencijal svjesnosti Krishna.
Look at her life now.
Pogledajte njezin život sad.
She may not be a faultless bhaktin.
Ona možda neće biti bezvišna baktina.
But she keeps four regulative principles.
Ali ona drži četiri regulativne principa.
She goes to bed early and rises early.
Ide u krevet rano i ustaje rano.
She doesn't eat meat.
Ne jede meso.
She has no relationships with men.
Nema odnosa sa muškarcima.
Not even TV she looks.
Čak i televizije više ne gleda.
Wonderful!
Super divno.
Yeah. And the people in the embassy went there.
Onda su ljudi ambasadi bili.
Wonderful!
Divno, super.
They hadn't seen it from this angle.
I repeat, I heard.
They didn't see this from this angle.
Ali nisu to vidjeli iz tog ugla.
So, when dealing with young devotees, we have to forgive them.
U odnosu sa mladim bhaktama trebamo oprostiti.
Our own good quality can be, as he said, cuckoo becomes wonderful by his singing.
Naš kvalitete su da ovaj kukavac, tisa kukavica, postane divna sa svojim pjevanjem.
A young woman becomes beautiful by her face.
A mlada žena postane lijepa sa svojom vjerom. Lice, face, as I heard fake.
A man becomes beautiful by his knowledge.
A muškarac postane lijep sa svojim znanjem.
And a saint,
a svetac,
also a woman saint,
također i sveta žena,
like becomes beautiful by forgiveness.
Postaje lijepa sa opraštenim.
So Mataji Mira, we have to forgive the young devotees.
I zbog toga moramo oprostiti mladim bhaktama.
That is a sign of our own advancement if we can do it.
To je znak našeg vlastnog napretka ako to možemo učiniti.
They are in the process of purification.
Oni su u procesu pročišćenja.
Look from where they came.
I možemo samo pogledati dakle su došli.
And how much advancement they have made in this time where they spent with devotees. It's short time, maybe only 1 year.
I koliko su napretka napravili za to kratko vrijeme koji su bili sa Bhaktama, možda jednu godinu.
And if we practice this forgiveness, Krishna will become very satisfied with us.
I ako prakticiramo taj, to oproštenje, Krishna će biti s nama jako zadovoljan.
He will see our maturity. That there is maturity in us. Krishna will see it.
I vidjet će Krishna našu zrelost tu.
Now this doesn't mean for the young devotees they shouldn't try their best to improve in Krishna consciousness.
Znači treba znači da bi se mladi bhakti trebali osvijati, da moraju se sad dokazivati da se Krishna onako od sebe.
If a devotee stops trying and becomes maybe a little arrogant, then he loses his chance for spiritual advancement.
Ako osoba bhakti yogi postaje onako arogantna, onda izgubi svoju duhovnu šansu.
But we should try to forgive him.
Ali mi trebamo uvijek se truditi da oprostimo takvom.
As long as we see he's in the process of Krishna consciousness, he will become a Moshe, no problem.
Tako dugo dok je nekrasnosti Krishne, on može biti, he will be?
Može!
Može.
Yes. Just like when someone is standing under the shower, there may be still some dirt here and some dirt here, but he is showering himself, and it means the dirt will disappear.
Isto tako kad neko stoji ispod tuša i možda još uvijek prljav ovdje ili ondje ili vam, ali to će ipak ispod sa svu prljavštvo sa njega.
A little time is separating still.
Još
malo vremena.
Dijeli ga malo vremena još od toga da se pročisti, da se utušira skroz.
Yes, please.
Ako osoba recimo neki kažem, da neko malo zanači ili kuša se sada, neku kuglicu ili jednom kaže mahomatiju, koliko je njegov napredak u svjesnosti? Da li automatski dobiva ljudsko tijelo ili ne?
If some karmi gets up a sadam, not this sweet ball, or he gives some little donation, or he somehow make, come in contact with devotees, did he get some advancement in his life? And how much? How much advancement he get in this life? If he get such a thing, see the water get sweet ball and
he makes advancement.
On pravi napredak.
On the path back home, back to
Godhead.
Even though he doesn't know it.
Čak i ako on to ne zna.
Jiva Goswami gives the example of a rat who once came on an altar.
Jiva Goswami dao primjer štakora koji je došao jedanput na altar.
And there was some flame which was just extinct, which was going just down. And the rat thought that that's a piece of cheese.
I taj štakor išao tamo i vidio jedan plamen koji je baš počeo da se gasi. I on je mislio, uvijek to je komad sira.
And he went like...
I došao je tako.
And burned her viscus.
I spalio si je brkove.
And was feeling so terrified that she wanted to extinguish it, but made circuits.
I sjeća se tako, da je počeo raditi onako krugove.
And in this way, did an arati. You know Aratik, what this is?
That's the Aratik.
And then the rat took on its forearm form.
I onda je taj štakor dobio svoju četvrtu
formu. And went back to Vaikuntha. Because it had performed devotional service, but in an Agyata Sukriti, unknown way.
I radio zvukljena poštovanja Agyata Sukriti na čak da nije znao.
So the benefit was there.
I dobite bila tu.
This is the example of Jiva Goswami, who shows with this how devotional service, even if performed unknowingly, has great effect.
I tu je Jiva Goswami to dao plan da svrpina poštovanja, čak i ako neko to čini ne znajući, ima veliki utjecaj efekt.
It's not just like it's not a placebo, in other words. You know what is a placebo?
Placebo effect.
Yeah, it's not a placebo effect, yes.
Sad je psiholoži. Ne?
Šta se
He was sad with psihologi.
Radi se o tome kad je osoba bolesna, ne? Da se ponovno ne daje lijek, onda je se samo obična voda, destilirana voda, što yes. se, i onda on misli da je to lijek i onda ozdravi na taj način.
Aha. And just because he thinks this distilled water will cure me, it cures him.
I samo zbog toga što misli da će ta destilirana voda da me izliječi, on biva izliječen od toga.
So, it's not just that we believe in bhakti, and therefore it's good for us.
I to nije samo da neko vjeruje. Samo da neko vjeruje u bhakti, to je dobro za nas.
In other words, it doesn't just have a subjective value,
I,
but an objective one.
I u drugom riječima to nema subjektivno dobrobit, nego objektivno.
To make it very simple. Not that the fire burns you because you believe it burns.
I to drugim riječima nije sad da će te vatra spaliti zbog toga što vjeruješ da će ona spaliti.
It will even burn a moth who doesn't believe it's dangerous.
Ona će čak ispržiti toga koga? Mount?
Moth.
Mouse.
A moljaca.
Moljaca, yes.
Koji ne vjeruje da će ga, koji ne zna će ga da spržiti.
Yes. So, but now I will ask a very critical question.
Sad ću pitati jedno vrlo kritično pitanje.
What happens if someone gives a donation?
Šta se desi ako neko da donaciju?
To a devotee.
Bhakti.
And the devotee misspends the money for his own sense gratification.
A bhakta spiska taj novac loše na svoje vlastočno uživanje.
Then he will not make any advancement.
Onda on neće napraviti nikakav napredak.
And the devotee will go down.
A bhakta će tići dolje.
A devotee is very responsible when he receives people's donations.
Bhakta se osjeća vrlo odgovorni kad primi donacije ljudi.
He must use everything properly in Krishna service.
On mora koristiti sve pravilno služe prirodno poštovanje.
Now, but the main point here is, yes, someone who just imagine, were you there when we had our big Rijeka concert in the Sporty, what was the name? Sport Hall? Yeah, in the big hall, you were there? You might have seen there were many people who did not have any experience in Krishna consciousness.
Možda vidjeti, kada je bio koncert veliki ovdje u dvorani mladosti, mogu se vidjeti ljude koji do sada nisu imali nikakve iskustva o svjesnosti Krišne.
And most probably many of them chanted just for the fun.
I mnogi od njih su samo zbog, pjevali samo zbog zabave.
But there is great benefit.
Ali je velika dobrobit tu.
For someone who chants.
Za toga koji pjevaju tako.
Even out of fun.
Zbog zabave, kao.
We see this with a group Shelta. When the group of Shelta makes their music, you know, it's just very loud. But many young people start to chant Hare Krishna with this. And it's like a movement which starts in America and also now in Germany and Europe.
Počeo u Americi, sad se dolazi u Europu.
They lose their taste, slowly lose their taste for material life.
I oni polako gube ukus za materijalni život.
And become devotees.
I postaju bhakti.
So you see the benefit is there.
I vidimo dobrobit je tu.
So if there is so much benefit.
I ako je tako mnogo dobrobiti ovdje.
In doing even unconscious devotional service.
Čak i ako činimo neće službe poštovanja.
How much benefit is there if you do conscious devotional service?
A koliko mnogo dobro će biti ako radimo svjesno službeno poštovanja.
So just hanker for the time when we can enter fully into devotional service.
I trebamo samo žuriti za tim vremenom kad ćemo potpuno ući službeno poštovanja.
Yes. Yes.
No,
Ananga Manjari, she had a second question. One moment, yes.
Da li oni dobivaju ljudsko tijelo, tako da mogu automatskano nastaviti se na Krišnu uzničnom životu?
Should they get a human body next life, should they can automatically continue the Krishna consciousness in this life, next life?
know that different answers have been given to this question.
Ja znam da su razni odgovori bili dani na ovo pitanje.
In the scriptures, my answer is like this. He will get a facility in his next life to continue with devotional service.
Moj odgovor je da će on dobiti u vječnom životu mogućnosti i povoljnosti
Nehavi grama našosti pratyavaya vidyate. That means one who has started the process of devotional service, he will not come to fall down.
Znači da neko ko je počeo sa svojim predapoštovanjem neće pasti.
And it is described in the scriptures that the greatest fall down is to get an animal form of life.
I možemo razumjeti iz scriptura da je najveći pad da dobijemo životinsku formu života.
Where there is no possibility to engage in direct devotional service.
Kada nema mogućnost da se angažiramo u direktno službeno poštovanje.
So most probably he will get a human form of life.
U velikoj većini on će dobiti ljudski oblik života.
Where he can continue with devotional service.
Kada može nastaviti sa službeno poštovanje.
But if he now commits a terrible offense,
i on ako počini strahovite uvrede,
then this might have to be reconsidered again.
I onda može biti ponovo veliko rekonsidiran dole.
Ispitan. This your question is very difficult to answer because nothing really is totally automatic.
Tvoje pitanje je vrlo teško odgovoriti na tvoje pitanje jer ništa nije totalno automatski.
By the way, you look like someone who is like a young bhaktin. Only little time is separating you from devotional service. Full devotional service.
Samo malo vremena te separira još od pune službe prema poštovanju.
But I wanted to say to all our friends of Lord Krishna something which I feel is very important.
Ja želim reći nešto svim prijateljima Krišne, ono što se osjećam je vrlo važno.
Please pacify your parents with whatever decision you make. Pacify.
Molim vas,
as much as possible.
Umirite vaše roditelje kako što više je moguće, ono bez obzira šta ono šta bude.
Our movement will be able to spread wonderfully in these areas of the world, but we must see that the parents are not agitated, you know, they are more attached than in any other European country which I have seen. So you must take care that this is.
Moramo biti jako pažljivi jer ovaj se pokrešili vrlo, vrlo brzo svuda i u ovoj zemlji su roditelji toliko privuženi svojom djecom kao ni na drugoj zemlji, zbog toga moramo biti pažljivi jako.
Yes, and they could create problems for the devotees.
I oni mogu napraviti probleme baktama.
So we must behave always very polite and respectful.
Moramo se uvijek biti puni poštovanja, osjećati prema njima.
And show them by our practical activities that this is good.
I pokazati svojim praktičnim aktivnostima da je to dobro.
We change for the positive.
Mi mijenjamo to na pozitivno.
But Ananda Manjari.
How we should act if we hear, you know, somebody criticizing the devotees or guru? How we should act, you know, in this situation, you know, to don't feel yourself, you know, I also become start criticized, you know, with this person.
This person doesn't also start to criticize
yes,
you.
Yes, because you know, I hearing all that time, you know, and I also start criticizing, you know, how we to stop this and this situation. What should we do in case somebody criticizes devotees and guru and you know?
Yeah. so that we don't also start to criticize.
Tada mi isto ne bi trebalo.
Yeah. Well. Now, I want to give you two answers. The first is when the case is simple.
A prvi je kad je slučaj jednostavan.
Say, he's saying something which is totally where we easily see, oh, this is not effect, and then we should tell him or her what is the truth.
Prvi slučaj je kad vidimo da to nije istina, da to nije točna činjenica, onda ćemo reći toj osobi ono što je prava istina.
Then it's simple.
Onda je jednostavno.
But when we hear something where we feel, oh, I also see it sometimes this way.
kad druga je već malo teža, kad čujemo nešto od osobe, onda ja sam također to vidio već, da ta to radi.
When this is the case,
kad je ovo slučaj,
then we should just know that it is that we might be mistaken.
Onda ćemo znači da smo možda pogrešili.
And we could commit a Vaishnava aparad, which is very bad for our spiritual life.
I da možemo napraviti Vaishnava aparadu koja je vrlo loša za nas duhovni život.
But if there is something which we just feel has to be changed in this other Vaishnava.
Ali ako osjećamo da je to nešto što treba biti promijenjeno u drugom Vaishnavi.
Then instead of just talking and talking and talking about it.
Tad umjesto da samo govorimo o tome.
Which will not help the situation.
To neće pomoći u situaciji.
We should go to his authority.
Trebamo ići raznim autoritetima.
We should tell, my dear temple president, I see this Vaishnava is always doing this and this and this. Can't you just arrange something?
Ja sam vidio da dođemo do tem prezidenta i kažemo, vidiš, ja sam vidio uvijek da je Vaishnava radi to, to, to i to, i da možemo nešto aranžirati da se to više ne radi.
Then some practice, because it may be that the Vaishnava needs correction.
I zbog toga što možda da je Vaishnava treba poprava, korekciju.
But if we just talk and talk and talk about it, nothing will happen and we will feel bad after some time.
Ali ako govorimo samo non stop, govorimo o tome, osjećamo se vrlo loše nakon nekog vremena.
So better go to the temple president and point out he is such and such, I think it's a mistake in him, can't you just do something about it?
I zato je bolje da idemo do temple presidenta i kažemo, on čini grešku i ajde nešto činimo u vezi toga, da li je moguće nešto činiti u vezi toga.
Then he will, then it's his duty to investigate the thing and help the Vaishnava if he needs help.
I onda je naravno dužnosti prezidenta da tu stvar preispita i da pomogne tom bhakti ako je potrebno.
And then there is something else, Ananga Manjari, if someone really needs to be corrected.
I onda je to također nešto drugo, ako neko stvarno treba da bude popravljen.
Then it is not Vaishnava quality to not say anything.
Onda to nije važno da ništa ne kaže.
But correction should come, or criticism should come in the form of help.
Ali kritiziranje treba doći u stilu pomoći, formi pomoći ne, drugoj osobi.
Not in the form of just.
A ne u formi samo oblajavati.
Yeah.
I also have a question with this, you know. Many times we have meetings, you know.
This will be the last question, yes.
Yeah, cool. In many times, you know, we have meeting, you know, with such a sama Christianity, you know, and such a very heavy envious persons, you know.
Really?
And with with persons, you know, who worship, you know, so many bogus gurus, you know.
Bogus.
And they start, you know, to explain his philosophy to us, you know. And then happened, you know, usually we defeat such a person, you know, in all kinds of, you know,
ways,
you know. And then they become extremely angry, you know, on this. And then we also, how say, we smile and said, you see, you are not all right, you see how you're acting now on this point, you know. Even he is so much angry, you know, on this, this thing now. You know, what, you know, today's situation, is it commit like offense or is it just, you know, to say person right way, you know, what he doing nonsense, you know, what is not. Rekao sam da često puta se mi susrećemo sa raznim kršćanima, sa raznim takvim vjernicima, sa recimo osobama koje obožavaju neke bogus gurue i onda ih porazimo kompletno u svim mogućim raspravama. I često sam da osobe osjećaju jako uvređene kad jednostavno shvate da to nije u redu tako nešto i onda se pitam da li radimo pri tome uvredu ili kako da se postupimo prema na taj, jer imam puno bakta koji se sredi sa raznim kršćanima i svi mogući, onda su ih porazili, onda su bili jako, jako ljuti svi, sve su ih rasturili kompletno u tome.
Once Kridayananda Maharaj, who is a great preacher in our movement, was asked, how do you preach to Christians?
Jedan mi Dana Maharaj rekao u našem pokretu, kako da držimo priči kršćanima?
And he answered, very simple.
Vrlo jednostavno.
You don't.
Nemoj.
Because they don't want to hear.
Oni žele to čuti.
Someone who doesn't want to hear, how can you preach to him?
I neko ne žele da čuti ništa o tome, kako da mu uopće pričaš nešto?
The same is with those who follow bogus gurus.
A isto je sa tima koji slijede te lažne bogus gurue.
They think they have the answers already.
Oni misle da oni već imaju odgovor.
And when they ask you a question, it's more a challenge.
I oni kad te pitaju pitanje, to je više da te izazovu, izazov.
They want to fight.
Oni se žele boriti s tobom.
So why should we fight?
Zašto bismo se mi borili?
Krishna consciousness cannot be established in a fight.
Jer Krishna svijest ne može biti stabilna na takvoj borbi.
The first step really to become make advancement in Krishna consciousness is ado shraddha.
Prvi stupanj da na pravom svjesnosti Krishna napredujemo je ado shraddha.
Faith.
Vjera.
So only if someone asks in a proper mood.
A samo ako neko pita na pravilan način.
If someone is challenging.
Ako neko izaziva.
You can say, oh my dear Christian brother.
Možeš reći, o dragi moji kršćanski brate.
There are so many similarities.
Postoje tako mnogo sličnosti.
And you in, we worship one God, you are also worshiping one God.
Mi obožavamo jednog Boga, ti obožavaš jednog Boga.
We believe that one should improve his qualities in life, and you also do.
I mi također vjerujemo da neko treba da ukaza svoje kvalitete u svom životu, i također to i vi i mi radimo.
Why should brothers fight?
Zašto da se braća onda bore?
Let us be brothers.
Neka budemo da braća.
And in this way, don't engage in controversy with them.
I na drugi način ne se angažirati kontroverzno sa njima.
Because the moment you begin to speak philosophy, you're very insecure.
U momentu kad počnemo govoriti filozofiju, njima onda se osjećaju vrlo uznemireni.
Insecure.
I nesigurni.
Nesigurni. Krishna gives this instruction in the Gita, the wise should not disturb the mind of the ignorant.
A Krishna također daje u Bhagavad Giti zašto da ne uznemiravamo um onih koji su neznanji.
But he
da uznemiravamo oni koji su neznanji.
Yes, but he should engage them in positive acts.
Treba mu stvari angažirati na pozitivan način.
So when the Christian begins to appreciate Krishna consciousness, they are nice people. Yes, there are so many similarities. Let us see them. You know.
I onda kad kršćani počnu poštivati Krishna, da, lijepi, dobri ljudi, toliko mnogo sličnosti ima tu, da i vidimo.
Then he begins to render devotional service by appreciating the Vaishnavas.
Onda oni počnu također primjenjivati službeno poštovanje time što cijene bhakti.
He becomes agitated and just wants to fight.
Zamireni da se borimo.
What is the benefit?
Onda koja će mi dobrobit.
So let us end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Gaurita ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hare Go,
Srila Sachinanda Swami Maharaj ki jai. Vrhovni autoritet koji pravi razliku između pobožnih i bezbožnih dijela svih ljudskih bića.
Please let us also do the following shloka.
Tasyate Pito dando na lok matate duna chatuvya adutai sidhar agyate vipralambita.
No, just the translation.
Ali sada vidimo da kazna dosuđena na osnovu tvojeg autoriteta više nije djelotvorna, jer su tvoju naredbu prekršile četiri divne savršene osobe. Smisao. Jamadute su imali utisak da Jamaraja je jedina osoba zadužena za dodjeljivanje pravde. Bili su uvjereni da niko ne može poništiti njegove presude, ali sada su na njihovo iznenađenje njegovu naredbu prekršile četiri divne osobe sa Sidaloke.
Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Here, the Yamadutas are directly expressing their frustration.
Ovdje su Yamadute direktno iskusili svoju frustraciju.
They wanted to take the soul of the sinful Ajamil, and they thought it was perfectly all right because he had committed all the sins which you can imagine.
Oni su htjeli uzeti dušu od Ajamile. Jer on je napravio sve moguće grijehe koje možemo zamisliti.
Yes. Everything he has done.
Sve je učinio.
He had killed people, he had stolen their properties, he had committed rape, everything.
On je ubijao ljude, ukrao njihovo vlasništvo, onda je učinio silovanja i svašta.
Yes. So, but when they were taking, when they were coming, they were three of them were coming to take him away. Four beautiful personalities all of a sudden had appeared and said, "Čekaj."
I kad su troci Amaduta došli da je uhvate Džamilu, onda su četiri prekrasne osobe došle i rekli su, "Čekaj."
This was bewildering.
To je bilo zbunjujuće.
Do you know why there were three Yamadutas and four Vishnadutas?
Da li znate zbog čega su bili tri Yamaduta a četiri Vishnadute?
It was because Ajamil had committed sin with his body, mind and words. Three.
Jer je Ajamila činio grijehove sa tijelom, umom i riječima.
That's why he came. The three Yamadutas came.
I to je zbog čega dolaze trojica Yamaduta.
And do you know why four Vishnudutas came?
A to znači zbog čega četiri Vishnudute dolaze?
Ajamil had chanted the holy name Narayana.
Jer Ajamila je pjevao sveto ime Narayana.
Four syllables.
Četiri sloga.
Narayana. Four. That's why four Vishnudutas came.
I to je zbog čega su došli četiri Vishnudute.
And they said, "No, this man cannot be taken."
I oni su rekli, ne, ovaj čovjek, ova duša, čovjek ne može biti uzet.
Have you not heard he has chanted the holy name?
Zar niste
čuli? He is according to Vishnu, he is a saint.
Zar niste čuli, on je pjevao sveto ime, on je svetac.
What said the Yamadutas?
Šta? Rekli su Yamadute.
If he is a saint, we are not the Yamadutas.
Ako je on sveta, sada mi nismo Yamadutas.
They were totally bewildered. You must understand them.
Oni su bili potpuno zbunjeni, morate ih razumjeti.
He said Narayana, but he meant his little son who was crawling before him, and he was just chanting his name,
on
not
je,
the name of God.
On je rekao Narayana, to se odnosilo na njegovog sina koji je plakao ispod njega, i, ali to se nije odnosilo na ime Boga.
So the Vishnu Duta said, explained to him that even if you chant the holy name not knowing what you chant, the effect is there.
A više zato sam da objasnili Yamadutama da ako pijete sveto ime, čak i ako ne znate šta je to, efekt je tu.
But the Yamadutas who, you know, first they try to take the soul, but the Vishnudutas were just so powerful they could not even touch it, they couldn't even move before them. So they went to Yamaraj, the Lord of Death, and asked him, you know, we thought you are the supreme authority.
I tako se Yamadutas čak htjeli izvući Ajamilovan, ali nisu mogli ništa pored ti Vishnudutas, jer su oni bili užasno jaki, čak nisu mogli ni taknuti Ajamilu. Onda su oni došli do Yamaraja i pitali šta je sad ovo, koji je autoritet vrhovni.
You have ordered something, but it cannot be executed.
Ti si nešto naredio što ne može biti izvršeno.
Imagine our temple commander would say, give us an order, and you know, somehow it would not be done. It would mean he was not a very powerful temple commander.
Zamislite kada temple commander kaže nešto, a to ne može da biti učinjeno. To znači da on nije baš jako moćan temple commander.
Zbunjujući. They only knew Yamaraj as the supreme authority.
Oni se znali samo za Yamaraja kao vrhovni autoritet.
This, of course, most of you know that Yamaraj is working under the direct order of Krishna.
Naravno, većina od vas zna da Yamaraj radi pod direktnom nadzorom Krishne.
Whom Krishna wants to protect, no one can kill.
Jer onog koga Krishna želi zaštititi, nikoga ne može ubiti.
Therefore, in great dangers, devotees call out the name of Krishna and they are saved.
Zbog toga u velikoj opasnosti bhakti pjevaju ime Krishna i budu spašeni.
Or they go before the deity of the Lord and they pray, and often they are simply saved.
I, ili odu samo pred božanstvo gospodina i tamo se mole i često oni su samo prosto spašeni time.
Yes. So the Lord promises to give his devotees what they need.
I gospodin obećava da će dati svom bhakti ono što on treba.
That's his work in relationship to the devotees, to see that they are equipped with everything they need on their progress in Krishna consciousness.
I tako Krishna radi na tom bhakti da mu da sve što je potrebno da bi on napredovao u svjesnosti Krishne.
He never fails in this promise.
I on nikad ne napravi grešku u tom obećanju.
He thinks it is his duty to take care of my devotees because they have made themselves totally dependent on me.
I on misli, naravno, moja dužnost da zaštitim svog bhaktu pošto on je napravio sebe da je totalno ovisan o meni.
Oh, yes. So today I wanted to just discuss a little bit why the Vishnu Dutas saved the sinful Ajamil.
Danas želim da malo diskutiramo o tome zašto su Vishnu Dutas spasili griješnog Ajamilu.
It was because he chanted the holy name.
To je bilo zbog toga što je on pjevao sveto ime.
But there was a certain quality in his chanting which made the chanting so effective.
Ali bila je određena kvaliteta u njegovom pjevanju što je učinilo to pjevanje tako efektivnim.
We all are chanting Hare Krishna.
Mi svi pjevamo Hare Krishna.
Is this a fact?
Je to činjenica.
Our guests also?
Naši gosti također?
I think most of you, if not all of you.
Ja mislim ako ne svi, bar većina od vas pjeva Hare Krishna.
Have you sometimes noticed that sometimes you have great ukust and sometimes no ukust?
Da li ste možda zabilježili i zapazili da neki put imate veliki ukus, a neki put nemate uopće ukus?
No, always big ukus. No.
Uvijek ukus, ne.
Sometimes it seems we cannot have any taste in chanting.
Ponek put izgleda kao da nema nikakav ukus za pjevanje svetog imena.
Sometimes it appears that we cannot have any taste even in Krishna consciousness.
A ponek put se pojavi da nemamo nikakav ukus čak ni svjesnosti Krishna.
And we do our activities just automatically.
I mi radimo naše aktivnosti samo prosto automatski.
What is the reason?
A što je razlog?
It says in the scriptures, written it down.
Rečeno je u skriptama.
If repeat by repeated hearing and chanting the name of the Lord and qualities, you will get prema, love for Krishna.
Ponavljajući i pjevajući Gospodina sveta imena i njegove kvalitete, dobit ćemo ljubav prema Krišni, premu.
Are you chanting repeatedly?
Yes. Da li mantrate konstantno, kako bih ponavljajući?
Da. Yes. Do you have love for Krishna?
Da li imate ljubav prema Krišni?
No.
No.
Something is wrong here.
Nešto je pogrešno ovdje.
It says, by tasting prasadam, all the desires for sense gratifications are destroyed.
I rečeno je da jedući prasadam sve želje za čulim uživanjem budu uništene.
Do you taste prasadam?
Da li kušate prasadam?
Yes.
Da.
Are you free from desires for sense gratification?
Da li to slobodne želje za čulim uživanjem?
No.
No.
Again, something is totally wrong.
Opet nešto je totalno pogrešno.
We are in a very strong dilemma.
Mi smo sad u vrlo velikoj jakoj dilemi.
It seems we are the wrong movement, Prabhus. Something is promised and it does not come true.
Nešto je obećano, a ne dolazi tako kako je obećano.
Oh. Now this is really difficult.
I to je bilo nešto stvarno teško.
Maybe we should all go to work and give up Krishna consciousness today.
Možda svi danas treba otići na posao, ponovo raditi i ostaviti svjesnost Krishne.
Now this is a problem. We wanted to hear a nice lecture. Now all of a sudden we are in the most problematic existential situation in our life.
I što se od danas desilo, mi želimo čuti ekstatičnu lekciju, a u stvari vidio sam da smo u najvećem egzistencijalnom problemu u našem životu se našli.
I am speechless.
Ja sam bez riječi.
I don't know what to say now.
Ja ne znam više što reći sad.
Well, wait a minute, the answer will be given and the solution.
Čekajte minutu i odgovor će biti dati i rješenje također.
Do you understand the problem, Gopal?
Da li razumiješ problem, Gopal?
So, so.
Tako, tako.
Tomice, please explain the problem again for
me. Tomice, on te objasni Gopal problem, u čemu?
In his ears. It is not the fault of Krishna consciousness.
To nije greška svjesnosti Krishne.
It's such a problem. He has given up his G-Bot, the tape recorder.
No problem, tape recorder je upravo napustio tijelo, život.
Tijelo. Yours? Roger's? Roger. Oh, okay. He sees some hope now.
Already neko nadu.
So it's not the fault of Krishna consciousness.
I tako to nije greška svjesnosti Krishna.
I want to give you an example.
Ja vam želim dati jedan primjer.
When you have fever,
kada imate vrućinu, groznicu,
the most tasty meal will not arise your appetite.
Najukusniji obrok neće probuditi vaš apetit.
You can have a wonderful meal with really the most healthy and most delicious preparations, but in times of a fever you cannot eat anything.
Možete imati pre svojom lijepo obrok sa najdelikatesnijim preparacijama, ali u vrijeme groznice nećete moći to baš jesti.
Even a spoonful of say shrikhand, which ordinary is very tasty, becomes like
čak i žita šrikanta koja obično bude jako jako ukusna bude kao da se zimu tresa.
Yes. And even if the fever goes down a little and you take in preparations like a strong ghee sabji with cheese inside, you will not be able to derive the full benefit of it.
Čak i ako groznica ta voda je čak i malo dolje i sad vi uzmete jedan ukusan sabđi sa gijom i sirom unutra, opet nećete biti sposobni da uzmete od toga puno dobrobit.
In fact, you might again develop a disease when you eat it.
I u stvari činjenica je da kad jedemo tako bolesni možemo samo ponovo još povećati svoju bolest.
Now is this a fault of the preparation?
Da li se to greška preparacije?
No, it's because you have fever.
Ne, to je zbog toga što imamo groznicu.
So the unnerving question is now, why, if Krishna consciousness is faultless and very potent, can we not have full taste?
I sad tu je pitanje koje se postavlja, iako je svjesnost Krishne bez greške. Zašto ne može imati pun ukus opet?
What is keeping us from tasting the joys of Krishna consciousness?
Što nas to drži dalje od toga da uživamo te ukuse u svjesnosti Krishne?
What is our severe fault?
Koja je naša ta očigledna greška?
So that we cannot really enjoy in the ocean of nectar.
Tako da ne možemo pravo uživati u tom oceanu nektara.
And what do we have to do in order to enjoy?
I što moramo učiniti sada u skladu da bi ipak uživali?
This is a question.
To je pitanje.
Is it a relevant question to your lives, or are you beyond this question? Do you, in other words, taste the full nectar of immortality at every step?
Da li je to relevantno pitanje za vaš život ili ste vi na drugoj strani pa kušate sam nektar besmrtnosti na svakom koraku?
Do you feel it has relevance to you?
Da li osjećate da je to relevantno?
Yes? Really? I'm surprised. In the scriptures it has been stated that you can go on chanting for many lifetimes.
U skriptama stoji da mi možemo nastaviti pjevati kroz mnogo mnogo života,
but not derive the full benefit.
A da ne dobimo puno dobrobit od toga.
As long as you commit offenses against the holy name.
Tako dugo dok mi radimo uvrede prema svetom imenu.
When the holy name sees that you commit offenses, he will not give you the full benefit.
Kada sveto ime vidi da mi radimo uvrede svetom imenu, ono neće dati puno dobrobit.
Just like the king, a king, he might have many treasures in his possession, but if he thinks you're not qualified according to his standards, he will not give you the gold.
Kada sam primjer kralja, on može imati jako mnogo blagajnika u svojem kraljestvu, ali ako vidi da niste kvalificirani za to, on neće dati zlato.
Or another example, the sun shines very bright.
I drugi primjer, sunce sija vrlo, vrlo intenzivno svjetlo.
Always.
Uvijek.
But when you are covered with oblaks, with clouds,
ali kada ga prekrijemo sa oblacima,
you cannot see the bright light of the sun.
Više ne možemo vidjeti tako sjajno čisto svjetlo sunca.
So it is not the fault of the holy name.
I to znači da to nije greška svetog imena.
Or of the prasadam.
Ili prasadama.
But it is our own fault that we cannot taste it.
To je naša vlastita greška što mi ne možemo to okusiti.
Srila Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita has given the example of a jaundice patient who, because of the disease, tastes sugar to be bitter.
Srila sad
Rupa Goswami.
Srila Rupa Goswami daje primjer u Upadeshamriti da osoba koja ima žuticu, ona kuša te šećer, postane gorko. Šećer postaje gorak tako osobi koja ima žuticu.
Žuticu beats jaundice.
This is yellow.
Yes,
this is
yellow. So, what are the offenses against the holy name then, which we have to avoid?
A sad, što su uvrede svetom imenu koje moramo izbjegavati?
You will be interested to hear if you can avoid the offenses against the holy name, then all the offenses, they are included in that.
I sad će biti jako zanimljivo kada čujete da ako izbjegavamo uvrede svetom imenu, ako uspijemo te uvrede izbjeći, onda sve druge uvrede se automatski izbjegnete i su sve jedno uključene u to.
There are mistakes or offenses you can commit while doing service, they are called seva aparat.
Uvrede koje možemo počiniti kada radimo službu prednog poštovanja se nazivaju seva aparada.
These offenses can easily be nullified by chanting, by reciting shlokas and by constant service.
Ove uvrede mogu biti kako bih rekao protu uništene jednostavno time što čitamo shloka i što radimo službu.
There are offenses against the Vaishnavas and against the guru.
Zatim postoje uvrede prema bhaktama i prema guru.
And all these offenses are included in nam aparat, the name of offenses against the holy name.
A sve te uvrede su uključene u uvredu nam aparada ili uvredu koja uvreda prema svetom imenu.
The first offense against the holy name is of course to blaspheme Vaishnavas.
Prva uvreda protiv svetog imena je time da vrijeđamo Vaishnave.
And the third is to disobey the order of the spiritual master.
A treća je da ne izvršimo naredbu duhovnog učitelja.
There you have Vaishnav and guru aparat.
Onda imate u isto vrijeme i Vaishnava i guru aparat.
And the seventh offense is to commit sins on the strength of chanting.
A sedma uvreda je da činimo grešne aktivnosti, ja bih rekao da poništimo na naše svetog imena.
That means, oh, I'm chanting, I can do what I want any old time.
Ja sad pijam sveto ime, ja se mogu raditi što god ja želim sve vrijeme.
Will be all right.
To će biti jako dobro.
This is like, the Christians have this offense in the form of, oh, Jesus has died on the cross for my sin. I can just go along sinning.
Kršćani imaju takvu uvredu, Isus Krist je umro za mene tamo gore na križu, ja se mogu raditi šta god ja hoću vam.
That's the reason why they don't have spiritual strength.
I to je razlog zbog čega oni nemaju duhovnu snagu.
Because they are offenders.
Jesu vređaoci.
Against Jesus and God.
Jesu vređaoci Isusa i gospodina.
In other words, you can see that this offense to commit sins on the strength of chanting has also something to do with your activities. It's also commit, you will get bad results if you commit sins on the strength of just thinking you're a member of a religious group or so on.
Well,
this offense to commit sins on the strength of chanting has also another dimension.
Ova uvreda da radimo uvrede na račun pijana i svjetoke, na račun pijana, na račun snage pijana i svjetoke mera, je na drugoj dimenziji.
The drugi dimenzija is if you think that just because you are a member of a religious group you can do anything you want.
I ako mislimo da zbog toga samo što smo član neke religijske grupe da možemo činiti što god želimo.
To be a member of the Krishna conscious movement or priyatalya of the Krishna consciousness movement, that shouldn't be seen as a passport to be free to do anything.
A to što smo član Hare Krishna ili nekog drugog religijskog pokreta, to ne treba biti nama pasoš da možemo raditi što god želimo.
But we have responsibilities.
Mi imamo odgovornosti.
To act properly.
Da djelujemo pravilno.
To be kind to others.
Da budemo ljubazni prema drugima.
To help them.
Pomoći im.
It's a great responsibility.
To je velika odgovornost.
So, is this, let us go back to the main track. Our main problem is in if we do not taste full benefits of Krishna consciousness, that we commit aparats or offenses.
Da se vratimo na glavnu poantu, ako ne dobijamo puno dobrobit od svjesnosti Krišne, to znači da mi radimo parade ili uvrede.
Now, how can one overcome this problem?
I sada kako neko može prevazići ovaj problem?
Sometimes it may be the case that someone might suffer a little bit for a little time because of the effects of the offenses.
Može biti čak slučaj da neko pati zbog toga jedno određeno malo kratko vrijeme zbog toga što je učinio uvrede pa sad dobije reakciju na to.
However, if he has repeated doses of chanting and hearing, if he continues on repeatedly and fixed doses, so to say, like medicine, which you take 3 pills every morning, you know. Then he can become healthy.
Ali ako mi konstantno svaki dan ponavljamo sveto ime, baš kao što mi svaki dan uzimamo dozu svetog imena određenu, baš kao lijek, onda bivamo postepeno zdravi.
And there are also things which in addition to that could be done against specific offenses.
Sad postoje stvari koje u dodatku na to mogu biti učinjene, specifične uvrede.
Say if you commit offenses against Vaishnavas,
naprimjer,
just bad towards them.
Naprimjer, ako radimo uvrede Bhaktama, ili radimo Bhaktama.
You have to go to the Vaishnavas and say, I'm very sorry for what I did. Conditioned soul of Kali Yuga 1993, Vishvinite. You have to mean it.
Onda trebamo doći do Vaishnava i reći oprosti Prabhu, ja sam Bhakti Kali Yuge 99.9% takvi. Šta
će sad? But it has to come from the srce, not just some words.
Ali to mora doći iz srca, a ne da to budu samo neke riječi.
Then the merciful Vaishnava will forgive us. No, no, you didn't do anything.
Onda će vam milosti Vaishnava to oprostiti. Ne, ti nisi ništa činio, veze.
I want to tell you a little story and it will change your life.
Ja vam želim ispričati jednu malu priču koja će promijeniti vaš život.
Once there was Rupa Goswami who was meditating about Radha Krishna Lila.
Jednom je bio Rupa Goswami koji je meditirao o Radha Krishna Lili, zabavno.
And he was in his internal meditation, he saw how the gopis were building a tower with their bodies.
U svojom unutrašnjoj meditaciji je primijetio kako gopije rade ovaj dvorac.
And Srimati Radharani was climbing it in order to pick a certain fruit from a tree.
A Srimati Radharani se penjala i htjela uzeti određeno jedno voću sa drveta.
Thank you very much. So Krishna was also there.
A Krishna također bio tamo.
Not seen by the gopis.
Ali gopije ga nisu vidjele.
He put the branch down.
On je stavio granu dolje.
So that Srimati Radharani could, you know, reach the fruit.
Tako da Srimati Radharani može dohvatiti plod, voćku.
And then when she had just when she had the fruit in her hand.
I onda kad je već imala u ruci taj plod,
Krishna made
Krishna napravio ovako.
The branch went up.
I grana se podigla gore.
So Srimati Radharani was hanging on the fruit. It was not falling.
I Srimati Radharani je visila na toj voćki, nije pala dolje.
She was in the air.
Bila je u zraku.
And Krishna was just laughing from the tree.
A Krishna se samo smijao od drveta.
And then Radha said, "Molim te, please save me."
Kada ona rekla, "Molim te, spasi me."
And Krishna was coming down and lifting Radharani up on the branch, and both were laughing.
I onda je Krishna sišao dolje i pokupio Radharani gore na granu, su se oboje smijali.
They were just laughing and laughing and laughing.
Oni su se samo smijali, smijali, smijali.
So Rupa Goswami saw this, and in his meditation he began to smiješa.
Rupa Goswami je to vidio i Goswami je tako si počeo smijat.
Smijat.
Smiješiti, smiješka.
So at that particular moment when he was smeared, or he was smiling, that's the easiest way to say it. Then one Vaishnava came by who had a little deformed body.
I kad se Rupa Goswami smijao u toj svojoj meditaciji smiješka, onda je tu prošao jedan Vaishnava koji ima malo deformirano tijelo.
And he was walking a little funny.
I on je hodao malo smiješno.
Because of his bodily deficiency.
Zbog svojih tjelesnih nedostataka.
So he saw that Rupa Goswami was all of a sudden breaking out into an uncontrollable smile.
I onda je on vidio Rupa Goswami kako se je prelomio u nekontroliranom smijehu.
And he felt offended.
I on se osjećao uvrijeđen.
He felt, oh, he is smiling about my body.
On se smije mom tijelu.
Because I run so walk so funny.
Je zbog toga što ja hodam tako smiješno.
And he felt hurt.
I osjeća se povrijeđen.
Now at that moment the meditation of Rupa Goswami broke.
I u tom momentu se je meditacija Rupa Goswami slomila.
And he tried to see the lila again.
I on je pokušao vidjeti ponovo tu zabavu.
But it was not possible.
Ali to nije bilo moguće.
So he asked Sanatan Goswami a little later, "What has happened to me?"
I onda on pitao Sanatan Goswami malo kasnije, što se desilo sa mnom?
I was not allowed to continue in my meditation.
Nije bilo dozvoljeno da nastavim svoju meditaciju.
When it was best.
Kad je bilo najbolje.
Sanatan Goswami, "You must have committed an offense."
Ti mora da si počinio nekakvu uvredu.
"I don't know of any," said Rupa Goswami. See, he had not seen the devotee passing. He was in meditation and the lila.
Ja ne znam. Ja ne znam. On čak nije vidio da taj svaka prolazi.
"No, you must have made an offense."
Ne, ti si morao počiniti neku uvredu.
"Otherwise it's not possible."
Drugačije to nije moguće.
"But I don't know against whom I could, nothing is farther away from my mind than making an offense against the Vaishnava."
Ali ja ne znam kome sam to počinio uvredu. Mom je bio daleko od toga da ja počinim neku uvredu nekom Vaishnavama.
So Sanatana Goswami had an idea.
I Sanatana Goswami je imao ideju.
"Make a feast and invite all the Vaishnavas of the area to come and partake the feast."
I on je rekao Rupi Goswami, napravi feast i pozove sve ove Vaishnave u području da dođe na taj feast.
"And if there is any Vaishnava who will not come, you will know this is the Vaishnava to whom you have committed the offense."
I ako se desi da jedan neki Vaishnava neće doći, on će znati, e, to je taj Vaishnava kojem si počinio uvredu.
So this was done.
I to je bilo urađeno.
Rupa Goswami inspected all the many Vaishnavas. And there was this Vaishnava with a deformed body. He was not there.
I Rupa Goswami je očekivao jako mnogo Vaishnava, a taj Vaishnava sa deformiranim tijelom nije bio tu.
So Rupa Goswami knew I must have done something against him.
I Rupa Goswami je znao, ja moram da sam počinio nešto protiv njega, njemu.
And he went to him and said, please, oprostite, izvinite, or something. I must have done something to hurt your feelings.
On je došao do tog Vaishnava i rekao, molim, izvinite, oprosti, ali ja moram da sam učinio nešto da sam povrijedio tvoje osjećanja.
Vaishnava said, no, nothing.
I onda on rekao, ne, nema kakvi, ništa.
I must have done something. Say it. I'm so sorry. Maybe I was not seeing you. What? Explain.
Ali možeš mi reći, ja sam tako tužan zbog toga. Ja te čak možda nisam ni vidio. Možeš mi objasniti to?
No, može.
Ne.
But then the Vaishnava, I have one question.
Onda Vaishnava rekao, imam jedno pitanje.
We are not the body.
Mi nismo ovo tijelo.
We may have a beautiful strong body or a very deformed body like I have.
I može imati vrlo čvrsto tijelo ili deformirano tijelo kao što recimo ja imam.
You are on this platform to see that the soul is different from the body.
A ti si na tom nivou da vidiš da je duša različita od tijela.
Why have you smiled?
Zašto se smijao?
When I came by.
Kad sam ja prošao, kad sam došao tu.
This is my question.
To je moje pitanje.
Rupa Goswami, he immediately understood the whole thing.
I Rupa Goswami je automatski odmah razumio cijelu stvar.
I was not smiling about you.
Ja se nisam smijao o tebi.
It was because I had a revelation of Radha and Krishna Lila.
Imao sam otkrivenje Radha Krishna Lile.
And now the Vaishnava was totally shocked.
I onda je Vaishnava taj bio totalno šokiran.
That he could have felt disturbed about Rupa Goswami.
Da se onda se on osjeća uznemiren zbog Rupa Goswami.
Anyway, they cleared up the whole thing and then life could go on as normal.
I onda je rekao da pročistimo cijelu stvar and da život dalje može teći normalno.
So, you, hearing this story, you might feel a little shock in your heart.
Čujući ovu priču, možda ćemo se čivati malo šokirani u našem srcu.
If Rupa Goswami, such a pure devotee, could be disturbed because of an unintentionally committed offense, then what is with me?
Ako Rupa Goswami bio uznemiren, čak time što je nenamjerno učinio takvu uvredu, onda što će desiti sa mnom? Što će biti sa mnom?
Isn't it? Now you might feel hopeless.
Za ne, sad se možemo sjećati beznadežni.
But don't feel hopeless.
Ali nemojte se tako sjećati beznadežni.
The thing here really is, this story really makes the point that we should not make offenses.
Jer ova priča samo radi poantu, da mi ne bi trebali stvarno raditi uvrede.
Unintentionally made offenses are not as strong. It's only here in this lila, I mean, it tells you how on the highest levels of Krishna consciousness, which we are not yet on, also their offenses have a very negative result.
Namjerne uvrede svjesnosti Krishna nemaju takav nikakav, imaju mali rezultat. Ali ova priča nam želi samo pokazati kako osobama koje su vrlo visoko uzdignute na svjesnosti Krishne, a mi još nismo na tom nivou, kako tamo također radi rezultat, čak i tako uvreda.
It makes the point really that we should be very careful.
To zapravo radi poantu, pravo poantu, da trebamo u stvari biti vrlo oprezni.
If we want that the whole benefit of Krishna consciousness comes into our lives, we must carefully avoid offenses.
Ako želimo da sva dobro svjesnosti Krišne uđe u naše srce, moramo pažljivo izbjegavati uvrede.
And the biggest type of offense against Vaishnavas.
A najteži tip uvrede je uvreda prema Bhaktama.
If we can avoid that, so much relief will be there in our lives.
Ako možemo izbjeći ovu uvredu, onda će toliko mnogo oslobođenja biti u našem životu.
And if, another tip is if we can just learn to avoid inattention while chanting. Inattention.
Drugo je da naučimo kako da izbjegnemo nepažljivo mantranje.
If we do that, then we will naturally not like to commit the other offenses against the holy name.
I ako uspijemo ovo, znači da pažljivo mantramo, onda nećemo raditi druge, nećemo htjeti raditi više druge uvrede pred svetog imena.
Because the holy name will mercifully reveal its glories to us.
Jer sveto ime će onda vrlo milostivo otkriti svoju slavu nama.
So this is what I wanted to explain this morning to you.
To je ono što sam ja htio objasniti ovo jutro vama.
Ajamil is the best example. He chanted free from offenses.
Ajamil je najbolji primjer, on je pjevao oslobođen od uvreda, bez uvreda.
He was so shocked he couldn't make any offense.
On je bio tako šokiran da nije mogao napraviti ni jednu uvredu.
You know, when he saw the three Yamadutas.
Kad je vidio te tri Yamadute.
I wanted also to thank you very much. You have made my stay in Rijeka a great experience in Krishna consciousness for me.
Želim zahvaliti vrlo mnogo. Vi ste učinili da moje boravak u Rijeci bude veliko iskustvo za mene, svjesni Krishna.
I wanted to also thank Mataji Meera for kindly giving one room from the upstairs.
Želim ljubazno zahvaliti Mataji Meeri što je ljubazno dao jednu sobu gore.
So nice, this temple is such a nectar temple, it's so active, so many nice, fresh friends of Lord Krishna always come.
Yeah, temple je jako svjež i slatičan temple, toliko mnogo svježih novih lica dolazi iz Krishna.
You cannot imagine the benefit this temple spreads in Rijeka.
Mi ne možemo zamisliti kako dobrobit ovaj temple širi kroz cijelu Rijeku.
So many pieces of literatures are distributed.
Toliko mnogo knjiga je distribuirano iz literature.
And the positive spiritual energy which is generated by the service to Krishna is pervading and upkeeping the whole town.
I pozitivna spiritualna energija koja se razvija od služenja Krishna u templu, znači drži cijeli grad i obasjava cijeli grad.
Please go on in such a nice way under the able, under Captain Daityari, who drives the ship of the Rijeka temple.
I ovo svi idete svi u pravim putem pod vodstvom kapitana Daityarija, koji vodi brod tepla.
And I heard there are many very nice plans to expand Krishna consciousness here.
Ja sam čuo mnogo lijepih planova da se ekspandira sa Krishna ovdje.
We even have a radio show with our police doctor.
Čak imamo i radio show sa našim batom policajcom.
Batom policajski. Good. So, do you have any questions? Or I think the subject is pretty clear. We have to avoid offenses in our lives.
Da li imate kakvo pitanje ili tema je jako prilično čista? Trebamo izbjegavati uvrede u našem životu.
We have to bring the fever down.
I moramo tu groznicu spustiti.
Then only we can enjoy the nice feast of Krishna consciousness.
I tek onda ćemo moći uživati, samo onda ćemo moći uživati lijep feast svjesnosti Krishna.
Do you want to do that?
Da li želi to učiniti?
Yes.
No.
You must work on this.
Morate raditi na tome.
You must read what are the 10 offenses against the holy name.
Morate čitati koje su to 10 uvreda prema svetom imenu.
In some temples we list them every morning so that we, the devotees know, okay, that this I have to avoid today.
U nekim templima ih svako jutro se podsjetimo tih uvreda, izrecitiramo ih, tako da se može prisjetiti šta ne bi trebalo raditi danas.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the question, yes.
Konačno se ljubim. Kako se postoji?